First up, we're going to hear from Ben Steele, who will share how praying the rosary has strengthened his faith. Ben played for six NFL teams, including the San Francisco 49ers, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Green Bay Packers. He has served as an assistant coach for five different teams, including the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Denver Broncos, and his current team, the Arizona Cardinals. In addition, he has a special ministry in making handmade rosaries for men to promote devotion to Our Lady. He and his wife, Rachel, have been married for 15 years and have four children. So let's welcome Ben to the stage with a round of applause.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy feast day. Usually when I'm in a front of a crowd in this state, it's coaching football and I'm getting booed at a lot. So thank you for not booing ahead of time. So I am here to talk about my faith and how I've used this rosary to help strengthen my faith and to help strengthen the faith of others and the gift of it and the mission that I use it for. In talking about my faith, I realized early on in my journey that it takes a foundation. And for me, it was growing up in a small town, Palisade, Colorado, and it was my parish and the community around us that really helped build and establish my faith. My mom and my grandmother, my granny, we call her, would take us to Mass every Sunday. And if we were out of line, my granny would thump us really, really good. Probably a good reason why she had a bit of arthritis, but we definitely deserved it. But we also had a member of our parish, his name was Jim Selke. He was also our athletic director at my high school. And of all the teams that I was on, you heard I was on a bunch of different teams, he would make me a rosary of that team's color. And I was surprised that he kept sending them after all the teams and all the times that I've been cut, but he still managed to send me a rosary, and I was definitely grateful for that. You know, even though I was at Mass as a youngster in high school and even college for that matter, you know, I wasn't always present in the moment, but I do think there is value in proximity. I think proximity is power, and sometimes I got the message through osmosis, but I was there, and I definitely grew in my faith. And in football, one of the biggest things that, you know, as a coach and as an athlete, you either get better or you get worse. You never stay the same. And I really think that is true in our faith. It has been a work in progress, though, and I have a long ways to go. You know, I started out at a small college in Colorado. Didn't know if I was going to have a chance to play in the NFL. Managed to go to the 49ers, and I got cut after the first season, and I went to my granny's house, who I always did when I got back home, and she always had a little bit of an inspirational message for me, and she said, you know, when God closes a door, he opens a window. And I was like, well, does he want me to jump out? Obviously not. She did not want me to jump out, but it was definitely a message that I needed to let go and let God, and that's really what I did. And eventually, I found a spot on a roster and was able to play 6 years in the NFL. And, you know, I think sometimes when you're at that point and everyone is telling you how good you are and how cool you are to be at this level and be a professional athlete, you kind of can get blinded by the light. And I think that's one message that she also gave me was, if you need something from God, you ask for it, and if you don't, you thank him. And that really kind of turned it back to, I definitely need to make sure that I'm still strong in my faith regardless of where I am on the totem pole. After I was done playing, I married my beautiful wife, Rachel, who's here with our daughter, Teresa. We actually have five kids. This one's a surprise one that we didn't mention, but she's 5 months old, and she's been here braving the cold with you guys. Been married for 15 years, 8 months, and 28 days. I don't know if that's true. Yep. You guys took that. Somewhere it's close, somewhere around that, but I don't count the days. We make the days count, that's for sure. But it's very important for us as a family that we grow our faith. And we grow our faith with our kids, and that they see us growing our faith together, and they help us and help me. Because our faith is so important because it is the one true faith, right? We know it's the one true faith because of the beliefs are the divine truths. And that definitely has helped me never stray. I heard a priest once say, you know, Jesus never said, here's what I believe, but you do what you want, right? There's no opinion polls. It's pretty black and white. That'd be like me telling one of my players, hey, you run this route, and then maybe Kyler Murray will find you, maybe he won't, I don't know. And sometimes they might be doing that. I think they do. That's why I have the gray hair, probably. But it's definitely not a way to go about your faith. It takes discipline in your faith, and it takes discipline in sports. Lots of adversity. The times I was released by a team and even game day pressures, it's definitely a competitive environment where your results matter. And there are times that we didn't achieve those results and I had to move my family, and that's no fun. But it's been my faith that has helped me get through it. I've always strived to be, wanted to be a better person, a better Catholic. And as a former player, I've been asked to do some interviews, and I've been asked to do some speeches like I am here today. And early on, I was hesitant, and I really struggled with saying yes to doing those type of events. And I think it was something that was definitely wrong, and I was afraid that I was going to say something wrong. I've been hitting the head a lot, so I didn't want to act a fool or look stupid in front of a lot of people. Hopefully, I'm not doing that here today. But the truth was, is I really didn't know enough about my faith to talk about it. So that was a challenge that I put on myself and still doing to this day. And I realized that God doesn't always call the qualified, he qualifies the called. And believe me, I've got a lot of qualifying to do. He's still qualifying me on a daily basis. And I don't have all the answers, and that's okay, but I'll never stop looking for them. And this has helped me one beat at a time, growing my faith, and I've gotten closer to God. And this has been my favorite prayer as a weapon. And when you pray the rosary, you really can't fail, right? Because you're praying, literally praying the gospel. You know, everything I do is about winning, not just games, not just football games. But you definitely can't win if you don't pray. See what I did there? So I was coaching with the Atlanta Falcons, and we have mass every week before the game, and our team priest, Father Kevin Peake, has been a very big inspiration for me, and he was our team priest. And he's about to get deployed to Afghanistan as a chaplain or somewhere. And he gave us these rosaries our last game. And I was like, this is a rosary. This is a manly rosary. I've always thought of this and seen my granny in church. Is this just old ladies praying the rosary? This one was something like strong, paracord. Like this could hold me up, right? And it really inspired me to learn more about it. And I actually, my wife bought me Father Don Calloway's book, Champions of the Rosary. And you know, I dived into that, and I've learned so much more about the miracles, how this is truly a weapon for God, more powerful than bullets. We know about the miracle at Fatima and the requested recitation of the rosary. And if you haven't checked this book out, it has really been awesome for me. And I really started to witness the power myself. It just came into my life. One of our coaches actually was trying to have kids for the longest time, and eventually one of the priests, this is a true story, told them to pray the rosary. And after years of trying to have a baby, they started praying the rosary, got pregnant, and as you can imagine, named her Mary, obviously. So a really cool example that I witnessed myself. So during the COVID year when we were doing mass virtually, I didn't feel like I was doing enough in my faith and growing. It just wasn't the same. So I kind of really thought back to Jim Selke and his rosary giving crusade that he went on for me all those years. And so I started to make these. And these rugged rosaries, I started to make them the night before games. My kids at home helped me make them. We can make them a lot faster, usually when they're not helping. But, you know, these have to be tough. And I'm giving these out to players and coaches. And if this is going to hold a 370-pound O lineman, it's got to be strong, right? So, you know, I started giving these out with the brochure. And, you know, I stole the brochures from the Knights of Columbus, I'm not going to lie. We've made good on that. So, you know, they still ask me to join every fish fry, and I will eventually. But I've started to see the power that this had had and the inspiration that I would receive when seeing coaches and players, NFL star athletes praying this before game, and not necessarily for wins, but winning to get closer to God. And it really is something that's been really inspirational for me. Because we need this, you need this in your life. Pray it together, pray it as a family. One beat at a time, get closer to God. You know, as a football coach, you're always looking for ways to motivate your players. And there's one speech that I've heard many times before and read many times, and it's a speech called Hold the Rope. And, you know, thinking about it now, it really has a really different meaning to me today after what I've learned about the rosary and what this means to me. The speech talks about every year there's a Super Bowl winner in the NFL, right? Every year there's a winner in college football, there's a national champion. In high school teams, there's a winning state champion in every division. And of all these championship teams, they really all have one thing in common, and this is what the speech talks about, that no matter how tough times are that you've been through the course of the season to get to that championship game, they all had one common thing. They all held the rope. And it wasn't specifically talking about this rope, but this is what it means to me now. What is holding the rope? So imagine that you're hanging on the edge of a cliff, 500 feet drop off, and the only thing between you and the fall to your death is a rope with the person of your choice to hold you on the other end. Who do you know that has that strength to hold you and pull you up to safety? Who do you know that will let that rope burn in their hands and not let go? How many people do you know that are going to withstand the burning pain and watch blood drip from their hands for you? I know who will pull me up when I grab onto this bad boy. So the rosary has been linked to a chain linking heaven and earth. So that better be a strong rosary, especially for some of these old linemen, because they're big. And I definitely want to go to heaven, so pull me up, right? That's true motivation for me. And God is the greatest coach of all time. He's the GOAT, right? Because he's never going to let you fail. He's always going to be there for you, good and bad. He's trying to get his Catholic team right. We're the Catholic team, all of us here. He's asking us, who can I trust to hold the rope? Who's going to let their hands bleed for me? When we all hold the rope, we're all destined to win. You see, the team that holds the rope when the going gets tough are winners. When you're down by two touchdowns, thoroughly exhausted, we all go through times in our life where we need someone to pull us up. Hold the rope. It's going to burn sometimes. Let it burn, but do not let go. I can't tell you enough how grateful and thankful I am for being here. It's been definitely a blessing and a true inspiration. I'd like to thank all the Marians, Father Alar, Stacy, Hope, and my wife, and everyone that has helped facilitate this entire weekend. It's been a truly blessing and inspiration. I can't wait to bring the rest of the fam here. God bless you all. Happy feast day.